Hi there. I'm Paul Boger, host of KNPR State of Nevada. Enjoy this conversation from the show. If you like it, please follow us, and thanks. From Nevada Public Radio, I'm Paul Boger. This is State of Nevada. The federal government owns more than 80% of Nevada's land, so the new Bureau of Land Management's director could have a huge impact on the Silver State. There's also efforts to reorganize the U.S. Forest Service just ahead of this year's wildfire season. To discuss it, NPR's Western correspondent Kirk Siegler joins me from Boise, Idaho. Kirk, welcome.
Hey, good morning.
First, let's talk about former New Mexico Congressman Steve Pierce. He's the Trump administration's choice to lead the BLM. What do we know about him?
Well, his background is in oil and gas and comes from the Permian Basin in New Mexico, where he had an oil field services company. But that's his background, his history. More recently, I'd say he's a political operative. He was a chairman of the GOP in New Mexico, became a friend of Trump, of course, spread conspiracy theories about the 2020 election in particular in New Mexico, and also took that kind of on the road as well. He has since distanced himself from some of that political activism, at least what we saw briefly in his initial Senate confirmation hearing, saying that, you know, he would manage Bureau of Land Management lands for its multiple use mission. But I think there are a lot of questions about what that really means. Apparently, some of his past references to selling public land, that too he distanced himself to, saying that was not on his agenda. And that was enough for some Republican senators on the committee, apparently, including Jim Risch from here in Idaho, who's been under pressure to vote against the nomination because of those pushes to sell public lands. But they approved him out of committee, but we've actually been waiting for weeks now for a full confirmation vote. It's really hard to know what is going on in Congress, let alone with public lands, when we haven't really had a lot of transparency on this nomination and others and where they stand right now. And the Bureau of Land Management, which controls so much federal land, particularly in your home state, doesn't have a Senate-confirmed leader. It did not during the first Trump administration. So it's not as if we're in uncharted waters, pardon the pun, but we really don't. It's a really difficult thing to cover right now, but just because we don't have a lot of information going on about what's going on and not a lot of transparency.
And just as a note, Nevada's Democratic Senators Catherine Cortez Masto and Jackie Rosen both voted against his confirmation in that committee hearing. Have you heard anything about why we're waiting so long?
No. And we're also waiting on an initial confirmation hearing for the National Park Service, another giant public lands agency that's been hit by major staff shortages and staff cuts and early retirements. So we don't. It's really hard to know. I mean, possibly it's because the administration's focus is elsewhere, perhaps Congress's focuses elsewhere right now. There is a war going on. But actually, you know, you'd think that it would be back in the headlines more because this administration has said it wants to unleash, you know, oil and gas drilling on public lands. And certainly Steve Pierce would be in favor of more expansions of drilling on public lands in states like New Mexico, where a lot of the drilling actually is occurring currently on private land.
At the same time, the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced that it plans to reorganize the Forest Service. That's the agency tasked with managing forest land across the country, including more than 10 million acres of forest here in Nevada. What's behind that reorganization?
Well, again, this is also difficult to get at because there hasn't been a lot of transparency, both to the public, the news media, and even Congress. I think Amy Klobuchar was just quoted, I think, this morning from Minnesota, saying, is this reorganization even legal? And is it why isn't it under the purview of Congress? Well, that certainly fits a pattern within this administration. There have been calls for years to make agencies like the Forest Service more efficient. And I think everyone wants to probably do that. What's going on here hasn't really been fully explained to the public. And the move to what seems to be happening is a push to consolidation and a moving of the headquarters to Utah, Salt Lake City, which does raise some eyebrows because Utah, of course, is kind of with Nevada and some rural Nevada anyway, and like a close second, is, has been a leader in pushing for taking over federal public lands, and bringing them back to the states, or possibly selling some of these lands. Senator Mike Lee of Utah is a big proponent of that. So moving the Forest Service, its headquarters to Utah, and consolidating a lot of operations and research stations from the West Coast to a deep red state like Utah does raise some eyebrows. Secondly, Utah does not have the, they have forests for sure, but not the volume that you have on West Coast states, particularly Oregon, Washington, California, Idaho, where I am. So moving the headquarters and a lot of operations to a state that's known more for deserts does raise a few eyebrows, but politically, it could be a move to the party's base.
That is where we're going to have to leave it. Kirk Siegler is NPR's Western correspondent. Kirk, thank you so much.
You're welcome.